Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobro večer, dame i panove. I vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodim ku vam kaže nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, lem tota nedilja opel pjatoj hodine u Pittsburghu. Sledujušu nedilju vstupime do zimnoho času, a veselame sledujušu nedilju opel pjatoj hodine, a stale veselame o pil desiatoj hodine u Priašovi. Ja jem Din Paloka, a dneska je nedilja 30. Oktobra 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on Russin FM, your Russian radio station, this week only at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will change to Daylight Savings Time next week. I think that's what it's called. Well, in either case, we're going to fall back next week. And you can hear us always in Preshow or Central European Time at 9:30 p.m. I am your host, Dean Paloka, and today is Sunday, October 30th, 2022. We're going to start off today's broadcast with a couple of selections from Zakarpattia. Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com. The Youngstown chapter of the Carpatha Russian Society will present Dr. Nick Kupensky this Saturday, November 5th at 1 p.m. at the Butler Institute of American Art in Youngstown, Ohio. Dr. Nick Kupensky is a professor at the Air Force Academy, and he will present the poetry of Father Emil Kubek and various discussions about his life. The Butler Institute of American Art is located at 524 Wick Avenue in Youngstown, Ohio. So that is this Saturday, the 5th of November, 1 p.m., Dr. Nick Kupensky presenting on Father Emil Kubek at the Butler Institute of American Art in Youngstown, Ohio. If you want more information or you want to get in touch with the person involved, please give me a call at 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351.
Bezky da zemnej vytorduje, doznalam se a defrajer nočuje. Čekalam o toj noći v komori, vi ne prišov, bo prišov ku druji. Jak to dvitor perestane tuti, prejde ku minja Отпусти мій, щоб не був при тобі, Кльопка, дурка, в не отворяш тобі. Не кльопка, в шарканю на двері, де ти ходиш, відділа я добрі. Бо місячок засвітив на тебе, Кламеш веря венце мене. Добрі вона зівчата, слухайте, Фраїр коші врачей обходжайте. Добрі треба собі роздумати, Кому вночі двері отворяти. Добрі треба собі роздумати, Кому вночі двері отворяти. Thank you.
sme, oj mamuňu, oj mamuňu, odaste. Babuš moja, bude zle, jaké mene ne by sme, oj mamuňu, bude zle. I ja łączka, kraśni schody, kraśni schody, kraśni schody. Moja myła do dnia chody, do dnia chody, do dnia chody. Oj mamuniu, bude zle, jak mi mene ne wizmę. Oj mamuniu, bude zle. Mamuś moja, bude zle, jak mi mene ne wizmę. Oj mamuniu, bude zle. Mamuś moja, bude zle, jak mi mene ne wizmę. Oj mamuniu, bude zle.
Since Carpatho-Russian Day here in North America was last Wednesday, we're going to talk a little more about the man who became the first governor of Podkarpatska Rus, Grigory Zhatkovich. Grigory Zhatkovich was born December 2, 1886, in the Russian village of Holubnye, then part of the Austro-Hungarian monarchy in Bereg County, present-day Ukraine, Transcarpathian Oblast, just north of the town of Svalyava. He emigrated with his family to the United States at the age of 5. His father, Pavel, was editor of the leading Russian-American newspaper produced by the Greek Catholic Union of Russian Brotherhoods, today the GCU, the Amerikansky Ruski Vyestnik. Grigory became a classic American success story. He attended high school in New York City, college in New York and Pittsburgh, and finally, the University of Pennsylvania Law School. Soon he became a lawyer for General Motors in Pittsburgh. In 1918, after 4 years of devastating war, the old order in Europe was about to collapse. Anticipating the great political and social changes that were about to occur, Carpatho-Russians followed the example of other immigrant groups and began to organize meetings to discuss the fate of their respective homelands. The most important of these meetings occurred on July 23, 1918, in Homestead, Pennsylvania, where the American National Council of the Uho Rusins was formed. Within a few weeks, the council invited Zhatkovich to serve as its spokesman in negotiations with the other ethnic groups and the United States government. They could not have made a better choice. In October 1918, the young Zhatkovich met in Washington, D.C. with President Woodrow Wilson and future Czechoslovak President Tomáš G. Masaryk. Then in November, he led a Carpatho-Russian delegation to the Mid-European Union in Philadelphia. There in Independence Hall, where America's Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776, Zhatkovich and other Eastern European leaders signed a proclamation demanding independence for their peoples. Zhatkovich succeeded in having Carpatho-Russians recognized as a distinct nationality worthy of political independence, or at least complete autonomy within another state. American government leaders urged Zhatkovich to seek autonomy, and he reached an agreement whereby Carpatho-Russians would join the new democratic state of Czechoslovakia. To assure that this goal would be achieved, Zhatkovich journeyed to Podkarpatska Rus in February 1919. Following his lead, local Russians declared in Uzhhorod on May 8th that they would unite with Czechoslovakia. Zhatkovich then spent the summer months negotiating with Czech leaders in Prague and with representatives of the great Western powers at the Paris Peace Conference being held at the Versailles Palace. In recognition of his diplomatic success, the Czechoslovak government named Zhatkovich the first governor of Podkarpatska Rus in April 1920. However, his understanding of local autonomy was met with opposition by the Czechs, and within less than a year, he resigned his post and returned to the United States. At first, he published several pamphlets attacking Czechoslovak policy in Podkarpatska Rus, but soon he avoided immigrant politics and concentrated on his private law practice. World War II brought new troubles to the Carpatho-Russian homeland, and Zhatkovich was impelled to enter the political fray once again. He reversed his anti-Czechoslovak stance. He became chairman of the American Carpatho-Russian Central Conference and edited the journal called The Carpathian from 1941 through 1943, which supported the resurrection of a Czechoslovak state made up of three equal peoples, Czechs, Slovaks, and Carpatho-Russians. However, Zhatkovich and his supporters were not to be successful as they were in 1918. The Red Army arrived in Podkarpatska Rus in late 1944, and within less than a year, the region was incorporated into the Soviet Union. Nonetheless, historians have not forgotten the achievements of the young Russian-American lawyer in 1918 and 1919. Commenting on those years, the distinguished Slovak-American professor Victor Mametej wrote, "The Carpatho-Russian immigrants in America did determine the fate of their compatriots at home. A unique case of the influence of an immigrant group in America on the political history of Europe." It is sad to record that no official biography of Zhatkovich has been written. Even more tragic is the fact that he left no published memoirs, and that soon after his death in 1967, all of his papers were sent to an incinerator for complete destruction. Hopefully today in the future, Carpatho-Russian immigrants and their descendants will be more sensitive and appreciative of their rich cultural heritage and of people like Grigory Zhatkovich, who fought so hard to preserve it.
Hojsa, volka, do stodolka, hojsa, volka, do lisa, slava vaša srednja oška, daj za tje kulisa, slava vaša srednja oška, daj za tje kulisa, prole saša pola mali, stara djelka,
Doctor! was in mind. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life, GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, where you can also read the October issue of the GCU magazine. So give them a call at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. The annual Pit Slovak Festival will be taking place this Sunday, the 6th of November, at the University of Pittsburgh in the Cathedral of Learning, in their Commons Room, from noon until 4 p.m. Rusyns will be represented by Rusynske Betyare, that's my group, along with my buds, and we will be playing at 2 p.m. So if you have nothing else to do, I think there's a Steeler game that day for those of you that live in the area, but the way they're playing, maybe just come on down to the Pit Festival. So that's the Pit Slovak Festival, 6th of November, Sunday, from noon until 4 p.m., University of Pittsburgh, Cathedral of Learning, Commons Room. Rusynske Betyare will be on at 2 p.m.
Все так скоро.
Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinju America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at our normal time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and as always, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM. If you would like to listen to any of our archives, you can visit our page any time of the day or night to listen to all the archives from 2004 up to today's broadcast. Go to our webpage, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Russian Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org, or listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night. They are your 24/7 Russin radio station. You can listen on your computer. Just log on to russin.fm, or you can download the app on your Apple phone or your Android. russin.fm. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasna tyzhden. Z Bohom.
полюбили бабу, три ниди, полюбили бабу, а четвертый не борав, притулишься заду, а четвертый не борав, притулишься заду. Старадай, бо молода не хце, старадай, бо молода не хце, лем колоні, може шає захце, лем колоні, може шає захце. Тому дай, кому горі стої, тому дай, кому горі стої, лєтому ти не давай, що ще того бої, лєтому ти не давай, що ще того бої. Три ніди, полюбили бабу, три ніди, полюбили бабу, а четвертий не борав, притулився заду, а четвертий не борав, притулився заду.
Голоси русинів Америка.